Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hey, everybody. Week 8 is over with. We are here for the Week 9 Waiver Wire Show. I am Eric Vanek of South Harmon and the America's Game Podcast. You can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. And you can also follow South Harmon Fantasy Football at South Harmon FF on X as well. Make sure you give this channel a like and subscribe. We would really appreciate it if you guys could do that. Any of your podcast formats as well, South Harmon Fantasy Football, just search for that, and we are on there as well. So today, we're going to give our Week 8 takeaways. What were the injuries that happened this week? Who do we need to be looking at to pick up in our redraft leagues and as well as our deep dynasty leagues? Just a little reminder, as always, I am recording this before Monday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Commanders tonight. So if there is any big injuries that happen in that game tonight, that won't be on this podcast. Bye weeks for Week 9 coming up here. We have the Philadelphia Eagles, the Cleveland Browns, the Tampa Bay Bucks, and the New York Jets. So if you have any players on those four teams, do not expect to have them this week. All right, let's go ahead. Let's get into the injuries here. Quarterback injuries that I want to be compared for. Michael Penix, he missed the game with a bone bruise. Just have to monitor his status throughout the week and make sure that he can play. I mean, Kirk Cousins did play, but it was, if you can call it that, I don't know what the hell Kirk Cousins was doing. Running back injuries. So, Quinshon Judkins, he had a shoulder injury. He left in the third quarter. He is listed as day-to-day, according to the team. Monitor his status, obviously, for the upcoming week, but they are on a bye, so he should be okay, hopefully, coming out of the bye. Next one up is going to be Cam Scadabaugh. So, obviously, if you saw, the injury is terrible. Dislocated ankle. Ankle is on sideways, basically. And I'm not concerned for, like, his career or anything, but I am concerned a little bit for next year because we've seen these, like, type of ankle injuries. Like, Dak had one, and he kind of struggled his first year back. Tony Pollard had a broken leg, so that's kind of similar to the running back spot. He kind of struggled his first year coming back. So, you know, Scadabaugh is not going to win and beat you with speed or anything like that, so I am a little concerned that maybe next year could be a little slow starting for him, at least like halfway through the year, and then maybe as he goes on, he picks it up as because there's gonna be ligament damage, you know, all kinds of damage with whatever happened at an ankle. Like, it literally just, you know, turned sideways basically. So I am a little bit concerned on Scadabaugh dynasty wise, like, you know, somebody's going to buy him for a first. Have at it. You're going to have him. You know, if somebody wants to buy him for a second from you, I think that's fair, but I am probably going to keep him just because I really like the player. But if you wanted to get out and somebody sent you, you know, a 27-second, 26-second, whatever, I could get behind it for sure. Next guy up I wanted to bring up is Saquon Barkley. So Saquon Barkley did suffer a groin injury. He did not return. They're obviously on bye this coming week, but that's something we'll just have to monitor coming out of the bye. Next one up, another guy that will be back after the bye, so I just wanted to mention him here, and that's Cedric Tillman, expected to rejoin the team after the bye, so if you are looking for some wide receiver help really deep, Cedric Tillman should be back with the Browns next week. Next injury that happened this weekend, Luther Burden. So he suffered a concussion, and monitor his status throughout the week. I would assume he probably misses the week here. So no tight end injuries this week, as far as I know so far. So that is good. All right, let's get into our redraft quarterbacks for this week, the guys that I like. So starting with Joe Flacco versus the Chicago Bears. If Flacco continues to be on your waiver wire, I think he's definitely worth a shot to start this week. Aaron Rodgers versus Indianapolis. I think he's another quarterback that you could count on this week. You know, he's been playing pretty good ball lately. So, and this is, should be a higher scoring game. The Colts, crazy enough, they're like scoring at a better rate than any of the Peyton Manning Colts teams did, and better than the New England Patriots of 2007, who a lot of people consider the greatest offense ever. So it is crazy what the Colts are doing right now. Nobody saw this coming. If you saw, you know, say you saw this coming, on you're lying out of your ass. But yeah, pretty interesting. And I think the Steelers are going to have to keep up here. So I do like Aaron Rodgers for that reason. Next up is Matt Stafford. If he got dropped during the bye week, he is playing New Orleans in LA this week. Really good matchup. Coming off of Devontae Adams' 3-touchdown game, Puka Nacua should be back this week. Yeah, sign me up for some Matt Stafford against that Saints team. And then the last is Trevor Lawrence, another guy who was on bye. He's playing the Vegas Raiders this week. So if you need a quarterback this week, I think Trevor Lawrence could be somebody that you could look at as well. Dynasty quarterback. So let's look at Tyler Huntley. So he is the new Ravens backup quarterback. I think if you have Lamar Jackson, I'd recommend picking him up just in case. But all indications are that Lamar Jackson should play. They are the Thursday game this week. So I think that's why they sat him this week, because they knew they had the Thursday game. They do play the Dolphins, I believe. So they should beat up on the Dolphins this week. Next up here is Andy Dalton. If Bryce Young misses again, which is a very good possibility, Andy Dalton could be somebody out there. And then Tyler Shuck as well. I wanted to mention him. He did get in there for Spencer Rattler. I don't know if they are going to make that switch permanently, but just in case, you know, Tyler Shuck could be somebody as well. All right, let's get into the redraft running backs this week. So we have a couple for you. Samaje Perine this week, 25 snaps, 42% of the snaps, 14 routes. He had one target, one catch for 6 yards in the receiving game. Then he had 9 carries for 94 yards and a touchdown. Like, very, very good game from Samaje Perine. Obviously, it was against the Jets. But, you know, if Perine, if you need a guy in a pinch, man, like, he's getting enough touches and snaps to where he might be useful for you. So just keep that in mind. Next up I wanted to mention is Dylan Sampson / Jerome Ford. If this Judkins injury ends up being more serious than we believe over the course of the week, obviously they are on a bye week. Sampson did play more snaps over Ford, 25-13 this week. So Dylan Sampson would be the guy I prefer to pick up. But if it's a long-term injury, both of those guys could be useful for you. The guy that you're probably going to spend all your money on this week if he is available, and that is Tyrone Tracy, obviously with the Cam Scadabo out for the year. 33 snaps, 63% of the snaps, 17 routes, 2 targets, caught both of them for 14 yards, 10 carries, 39 yards. Tyrone Tracy is going to be the man here going forward. I bet he gets 75-80% of the snaps here with Devin Singletary kicking in to get some as well. All right, next up is going to be Devin Neal of the Saints. So he got his first taste as the backup running back, and he played 33 snaps, which was 46% of the snaps. He ran 22 routes, which was a lot, I thought. 3 targets, 3 catches for 11 yards. Didn't have a carry, though, but interesting that Devin Neal was out there quite a bit. Next guy up I wanted to bring up is Emmanuel Wilson. So if you are Josh Jacobs' owner, I would definitely be adding Emmanuel Wilson. But 27 snaps, 42% of the snaps. He ran 11 routes, was targeted three times, three catches, 26 yards, and 11 carries for 61 yards as well. So I know Jacobs came into the game a little banged up. But yeah, Emmanuel Wilson came in there and gave them some good reps. So yeah, Emmanuel Wilson taking over that backfield job once again as the backup. Dynasty running back. So this one is definitely a deep one. And that's Jarrett Patterson of the Chargers. If Hassan Haskins continues to miss, it looks like Jarrett Patterson is the current backup and not Nyheim Hines. So Jarrett Patterson had 11 carries. It was only 30 yards, but shit, he got 11 carries here. So in a game that they were up quite a bit. So if you need that backup running back, Jarrett Patterson could be there if Hassan Haskins continues to miss. The next guy up was Devin Singletary, who I mentioned. He'll be the number two back for the New York Giants going forward. So he is definitely worth a add in our deeper dynasty leagues. All right, let's get into the redraft wide receivers. So I have a ton of wide receivers for you guys this week. So hopefully you're listening. Jalen Coker, 40 snaps, which was 66%, 26 routes, four targets, caught three of them for 36 yards. So Coker finally got in there, played probably a full amount of snaps as the slot receiver here for the Panthers. So going forward, Jalen Coker should be a regularly started player here, flex type of play in your league. So Jalen Coker, definitely worth picking up. Next guy up is going to be Jaden Higgins. So with Nico Collins out, Christian Kirk out, the young receivers here got a chance to play, and I have a bunch of Texans receivers on here today for you. So 66 snaps Higgins played, which was 82%. He ran 34 routes. He was targeted seven times. He caught four of them for 34 yards and one touchdown. So really nice to see Jaden Higgins, the rookie, get in there into the end zone for a touchdown. And he played pretty well, I thought, too. So good to see Jaden Higgins get in there. Hopefully now they can start getting Higgins more and more involved every single week. Next up is another Texas receiver, Jalen Noll, the other rookie from Iowa State. 31 snaps, which was only 39%. 19 routes he ran. Six targets, five catches for 63 yards. I thought Jalen Noll looked really, really good. Christian Kirk obviously has not done very much this year. He's a good veteran receiver. But honestly, I think Jalen Noll is better than Christian Kirk at this point. So yeah, Jalen Noll, definitely somebody I want to be targeting if I need a receiver. Next up is Darius Slayton. So 38% or 38 snaps, 73% of the snaps, 22 routes, five targets, and two catches for 26 yards. So Darius Slayton is now, becoming the number two wide receiver here for the Giants. Last week he missed, last couple weeks he missed with the hamstring injury. Finally getting back in there and getting more and more snaps. So Slayton is definitely somebody worthy of picking up. Next up is going to be Troy Franklin. So Franklin had a huge game, 40 snaps, 63%, 26 routes, eight targets, six catches, 89 yards, and two touchdowns for Troy Franklin. And he has pretty much taken that number two wide receiver role. Marvin Mims was kind of scaled back this week. So yeah, Troy Franklin with a really big game. If he's available, I think he's worth picking up in your leagues as well. Next up is Chimere Dike from the Tennessee Titans. 63 snaps, which is 89%, 39 routes, 8 targets, 7 catches, 93 yards. Chimere Dike has been playing really, really good ball. And if you listen to my stuff during the offseason, this is a guy I was higher on. I was higher on him than Amonor, to be honest with you. But DK's finally starting to come around, and he's playing really good ball, man. So Chimere Dike is somebody that you could maybe pick up in a pinch if you have some injuries or some bye week guys. Next up is going to be Christian Watson of the Green Bay Packers. If he happens to be available, 36 snaps, 56%, 24 routes, 4 targets, caught all 4 for 85 yards. Welcome back, Christian Watson. Have a game, man. So, yeah, if Christian Watson was out there because of his injury and nobody picked him up, definitely a high priority pickup for me this week is Christian Watson with the way that Green Bay is running their offense right now. And he pretty much, outperformed Matthew Golden first day back. So that kind of shows you where Christian Watson is with this team right now. Next up, Calvin Austin from the same game, other side though, 49 snaps, 78% on his first game back, 32 routes, 6 targets, 4 catches for 28 yards. He is a big play guy for them. You know, the stats weren't that great, but he is playing a lot of snaps. If you need a wide receiver there, I think Calvin Austin, if he's available in your redraft leagues, is worth it. Dynasty wide receivers. So, a couple Falcons receivers. Obviously, Drake London missed, so it was a totally different wide receiver room this week. But David Sills continues to play a lot. 45 snaps, which was 90%. 32 routes on those snaps. 3 targets, 2 catches for 14 yards. So, David Sills could be somebody you could pick up. And then his teammate here is going to be Kadarryl Hodge. So, I think this had a lot to do with the Drake London injury, so I'm not rushing out to buy Kadarryl Hodge here, but 33 snaps, 66%, 23 routes. He was targeted 8 times by Kirk Cousins, 3 catches, 31 yards. I'm not going to go chase that one, but I at least wanted to bring him up here to show you what he did this week. Next up is going to be Elijah Moore. So Elijah Moore kind of stepped up here over Curt Samuel and Tyrell Shavers, and he was the third wide receiver here for Buffalo. 29 snaps, 46%. He only ran 13 routes, but he was targeted 4 times, had a catch for 14 yards. So just wanted to bring up Elijah Moore. Seems like he may be taking over there for Curt Samuel. Next up is a team on bye this week, but he played pretty good. They should have at least Garrett Wilson back, but Tyler Johnson finally getting in there. 56%, 78% of the snaps, 32 routes, was targeted 4 times, 3 catches for 64 yards, and 1 touchdown there from Justin Fields. They are on bye this week, so I'm not rushing out to get Tyler Johnson, but I will at least want to make you aware of him. Next up is Xavier Hutchinson from the Texans. 57 snaps, 71%, 33 routes, 6 targets, 5 catches, 69 yards, and a touchdown. He continues to be the starting wide receiver there for the Texans just because, you know, all the injuries that they've had. But, yeah, he continues to be a starter here. And if you started him this week, I had to start him in a league or two. Hutchinson came through for you, so that was a big one. And then this one kind of surprised me. I didn't even know he really played, but Jared Wayne for the Texans, 35 snaps, which was 44%, actually played more snaps than Jalen Noel, if you can believe it. He only ran 15 routes, though, 2 targets, 2 catches, 20 yards. So I just want to throw Jared Wayne's name out there just into the universe that somebody you may need to be aware of if there's a bunch more injuries there for the Texans. Next up is going to be Mac Hollins, 49 snaps, 72%, 24 routes, was targeted 7 times, 7 catches, 89 yards for Mac Hollins. So definitely in big best ball leagues, man, Mac Hollins is just like a guy you just throw on there, and he's going to be in your lineup 3-4 times a year. It seems like every year, no matter what team, if he's on Buffalo, he's on the Patriots, he's on the Falcons, it doesn't matter. Mac Hollins, somebody who's just reliable everywhere he goes. Next up is Ryan Flournoy. So I wanted to bring him up because he basically has taken over for Jalen Tolbert now, finally. I can finally drop all those Jalen Tolbert shares that I still had laying around because he's just not getting used. But Flournoy, 34 snaps, 46%, only 14 routes, was targeted 2 times, 1 catch for 7 yards. But I really wanted to bring him up as he is now like the number 3 wide receiver here for the Cowboys. Next up is going to be Malik Heath. So Dontavian Wicks did miss this game, so I think this had a lot to do with it. But he played 21 snaps, 33%, 9 routes. He was targeted 3 times, caught all 3 for 29 yards, and he made some nice plays. So I want to at least put Malik Heath's name out there. And then last is probably his best game that he's had as a pro, and that's Roman Wilson from the Steelers. 29 snaps, 46%, 21 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches, 74 yards, and 1 touchdown from Roman Wilson. So I don't have him anywhere anymore just because I think he sucks, but he finally had one good game. So if you're interested in Roman Wilson, he is available. Redraft tight end. So Colston Loveland, if Cole Kmet continues to miss, he played 51 snaps this past week, 81%, 32 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches for 38 yards. So if Colston Loveland continues to be out there and available, he could be somebody you could pick up. And then finally, our dynasty tight ends, not too many this week, But first up, Tanner Connor from the Miami Dolphins. With Julian Hill missing and Darren Waller on IR, Tanner Connor snapped up as a starter. He only played 31 snaps, though, 45%, 9 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches, 6 yards. He is like their receiving type of tight end here. And then Greg Dulcich, who's also on the Titans, or the Dolphins, I'm sorry, 19 snaps, 28%. He 10 routes, no targets or anything, but I at least wanted to bring him up that he's alive and he's playing football. And then the last tight end here is going to be Jackson Hawes, one of my favorite young tight ends because he continues to outsnap these Bills tight ends because of his blocking. 35 snaps, 56%, only ran 7 routes, so that just shows you he's in there to block. But he had 3 targets on his routes, 2 catches for 15 yards. They really, really, really like this kid a lot, and he's going to continue to be somebody. So in my deep best ball leagues, I have just picked up Jackson Hawes everywhere because there's going to be weeks where he ends up in my starting lineup in my tight end spots, or if you start 2 tight ends, like, he's going to end up in your lineup more, you know, a couple times throughout the season for sure. So Jackson Hawes in some of those deep tight end leagues, I will definitely pick up. The "What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man" segment, I got nothing for you guys this week. Everyone kind of did everything nicely this week. There was nothing too egregious that I had seen, so that's really, really good to see. But that is going to be it for this week, guys. Appreciate everybody for tapping into this. At Eric Vanek NFL on X. Please follow me there. Please like and subscribe to this channel. We really, really appreciate it if you guys did that. Podcast feed, South Harmon Dynasty Football. Look us up there. You can hear the podcast version of this if you're not watching this on YouTube. And yeah, we'll be back next week with you guys. Remember, every Sunday we do the Start Sit Show right here on this channel as well. So come join us live every Sunday morning right at noon Eastern. We start it, help you guys answer your questions. This week we had Alan Seslowski on as a special guest. Appreciate Alan for jumping on to that. And he's a lot of fun to hang out with. Really, really good dude. Probably one of the best guys that I've met in the fantasy space. Just really exceptional guy. So yeah, Alan Seslowski, appreciate him. T-Rock, Maddie, they were on with me this week. That was a lot of fun. You know, I think Adam's going to be on this week, he was telling me. So yeah, we have a lot of good talent on our feed. So appreciate all you guys checking that out, especially that recap show last night. If you guys watched the South Harmon recap show, the Halloween episode, Adam knocked it out of the park. Phenomenal job as always. Always does a really special videos and graphics for the Halloween recap show. So if you haven't, go ahead and check that out. So appreciate everybody for tapping in this week. We will be back next week to help you out with week 10. Good luck.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.